always hurt the one you love.
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
I do apologize. The lady was waiting for a whole hour. When I got started, I couldn't stop. I do everything from my heart. So when I finish the program, I really don't know what I've said. But apparently, I'm saying something good. I hope I can do the same thing tonight. Last night, I slashed parents so badly. I'm sure a lot of people will think I'm crazy and hate me for it. But it's necessary to understand the relationship of children suffering from every kind of mental, emotional, physical, and physical, that it comes from the parents and made it worse by schools and universities, etc., etc., and very often religion becoming very mechanical and no soulfulness in it. So I thought tonight I'd do a little reading. I want to bring your attention to a book I wrote. Now you can go to my website, fhu.com, and you can get this book. But it's a book that would turn you off by the title, How to Survive Your Parents. That's it. That does sound kind of mean, doesn't it? Because all parents, or most parents, especially the ladies, they think they love their kids, but they really don't. Last night I spoke about Paradise Lost, and showing you the order, and showing how beautiful the order was, and how the order is today, a little different. In those days, Adam and Eve, Eve seduced Adam and disconnected him from his creator to flow through him to her, so she can't be saved if he has been disconnected from God that created him and loves him. See? But what happens to the woman? There's darkness behind her, not God. So something inside her, maybe, you know, essentially, innocently, you know, I ate some, and I didn't die. I don't think that was necessary or meant, but it had its effect. And from that moment on, without a doubt, as I spoke about last night, that parents do not know what love is. All the religious places in the world, I haven't been around the world, of course, but I have not seen what you are about to hear or what you heard last night. In the Jewish religion, there's 10 commandments. One of them's interesting. Honor your mother and father, that the days may be long upon the land the Lord thy God giveth thee. And then it goes on to saying some interesting things, which I don't need to talk about this evening, but just saying, wait a minute, Roy Masters, are you telling me that my father, who took a belt, a thick leather belt, and smashed me on my rear end until it was sore and I couldn't go to school, and he goes on, and he became a mafia killer, so to speak, and we're good friends these times. We're good friends because he cried when he heard my program. He cried. He could see that his parents couldn't do it. A lot of you are the extension of your parents. You're walking in her shoes, because Adam is born of woman. He's not born of God, in the manner of speaking, in the order of things. woman is the order. But what lies behind her? She wants something from him, that salvation that he should have had to share with him. How much would you understand that? I will talk to Marion in Boston today, but I'm just opening the program. We'll take calls. I will take Marion today and not gabble and babble, but I do want you to take a notice of a book that I wrote, How to Survive Your Parents. And I wrote that 40 years ago. My name is Roy Masters, 800-866-8883. I think we'll take some calls.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Oh, hello. My name is Roy Masters. We had a little thing happen just now. I lost one of my... let me see. I have to tell my friend who gave me this, my earphones keep falling out of my ear, and so you excuse me. We got let me give you the phone numbers if you want to call in. If you heard the opening part of the program, it's scary. I mean to be scary, and I mean to upset you a little bit, in a good way. Let's hear Marion in Boston, because she called last night. Now let us sit there for a whole hour. I'm sorry. Marion, are you there?
Yes. Hi.
Oh, yes. Yes, I can hear you very clearly.
Oh, that's good. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
How are you? Come to the point.
Yeah, don't ask me about me. I just want to speak about
Okay, I'm sorry.
Just get to the point.
I'm a person that is going through a lot of torment and suffering because of anger.
I can hear it in your voice. I can hear it in your voice.
I wake up angry, and I wake up with this swearing in my head. And when I hear it in my head, the voice that says a swear, I repeat it constantly, and it comes out of my mouth. Like not all morning, but like during the day, I'll be cursing, and I can't get rid of it. Well, of course, I can't get rid of it by myself, but I don't know what to do. I'm upset with people, some not all people, but some people all the time.
Well, I think you've said enough. But I think you've said enough right now.
Yeah.
You have an exorcism. You have something inside
me?
You. You know what an exorcism is? It's where you take the dark side of a person out.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's what you need, but I need you to be here or over there with you. Because it is a very dangerous, in a manner of speaking, if you don't know how to work it, it's a very dangerous experience. It's because you're dealing with the dark side of you. And I'm in part involved in that, and I have to know exactly where you're coming from, whether you really want to get better, but enjoy your sickness, because a lot of people like yourself enjoy trying to fix themselves. And even though they say, I know I'm trying to fix myself, they go on fixing themselves. They're literally controlled by another identity completely. But You have a serious part of that, and I could try talking to it on the radio, It's a little scary. I'm not sure. What do you think of me? Just to give me an example. Do you think I'm coming? I'm just an ordinary man. Yes or no?
No, I don't. I think you're a man of wisdom and of God. And I've been listening to you, a long time. For 40 years.
I understand that. Somebody told me that you'd call me 20 years ago. But let me do this. Close your eyes. I just want to see if it's possible, if your heart is in the right place. I can't explain what I mean by that, but let me say it anyway. With your eyes closed, I'm going to ask you what you see when you look at your eyelids from the inside. You can't see it from the outside, of course. But if you close your eyes, I hope, turn out the light. If there's a light nearby you, turn it out, because I want you to see the light in your eyes, in those little pixels that move across your mind. Can you do that?
Okay. Yeah, I'm turning the light off now.
All right, now. Is dark in the room?
No, it's not completely. I see light.
But can you see those little pixels moving across the screen of the mind? I want people to try to do that, because I can help them if they just do that, even if you can't do it. Let me do this one more time. Calm. Close your eyes and kind of look at your eyelids. You can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how is it you can see the little pixels moving across the screen of the mind, which are programmed? There's a programming of the mind and the body. But that's what you're seeing. You're seeing program on the screen of your mind like a movie. See? Now, I'm going to tell you something. If you can see that, can you grasp the idea of that the light is coming through you from some place within you? Can you grasp that point of view I've just said? Yes, sir?
Yes.
Can you really understand me when I say that? It's coming. It's light that comes through you, so you can see those pixels on your mind. All that is moving in front of your inner eye. It's little pixels, and sometimes thoughts that come up in this place. And you look at it, and the video, whatever it is that comes up, goes away. See, but you see, if you can't do this properly, it's very difficult to do it on a radio program. But I'm giving other people some chance to get a grasp of what I'm trying to do for you and for them listening. Let's start again.
Okay, I'm going to shut the other light out in the room, I'll be in complete. There's one more light on, okay?
How long does it take you to...
It's all out. The lights are all out.
All right, now, look at the eyelids. Do you see that a light is coming through you, and you can see little pixels, I call them pixels, little flashes, going across the screen of your mind? Can you see it? Quietly, talk quietly and say yes or no. Do you see it?
I don't think so.
All right, I can't help you. All right, you have to come over.
I see.
No, you have to come here.
Pardon me?
You have to come to me, to Oregon, and let me do this for you. You're too fragile and not perfectly able to understand what I'm saying.
Can I try to use the meditation?
Well, I hope you use the meditation. If you try it, everybody needs to know that I have a 7-minute meditation that if you have an iPhone of some kind, you can download it.
We have a 7-minute.
Yes, but I'll tell you what you do then. You have an iPhone?
No, I have a 7-minute meditation.
No. You have to have an iPhone to pick up what I want you to get. FHU.com. Everybody who's listened, it's only 7 minutes and there's no religious words in it. But it will bring you to something which I tried to talk to about this young lady. And she doesn't quite get it. She's too nervous. You say you're seeing something?
Yes. I see little lights.
All right. Now, where does the light... The light comes into your eyes, doesn't it, from the sun or from the electric bulbs in your house? But the way you're looking at it right now, you're looking at it from inside you, and yet you see like a movie. You're looking at a movie, and it's not a movie, but you're beginning to see from the inside that reflection. And that's very important. Look at your eyelids, and if you just do this and hold it, be aware of your first finger of your right hand. Just be aware of it. Keep looking at those little pixels straight ahead. Don't look sideways. Just be aware of the first finger, of the little first finger, and it will tingle. Tell me if it tingles when you give it attention, like this.
All right.
Now there's the next finger. The second finger, be aware, keep looking at those pixels moving across and being lit up from something within you. And what's really happening, if you're doing it right with a good heart, then you are taking away, the light is taking your soul, which is entwined with a monkey brain. I call it a monkey brain. Your brain is simply, it receives information and drama from the outside authorities. But the soul should not be stuck like that. It shouldn't be glued to your brain from the inside. But this little light that you have shines on it and disconnects it from your brain. And so therefore you can be good. You're moving towards your God. It moves towards the truth, the spirit within you, the awareness you have. The light is coming through you. Trust that light and do no more. We're going to keep now going with the second finger. Do you feel the tingle?
Yes.
It's like it's saying, thank you, Mom. It says, you're aware of me, and I feel the tingling. Thank you. Now go to the third finger. And it tingles too, doesn't it? It's just a little. Yes, it. You're doing pretty good then. If I hope you're telling me the truth. That's the most important thing. Don't try to fix yourself. Do not do any more except what I'm doing with telling you. Little finger. Tingle. Start again. First finger. Keep watching those pixels moving through the across your eyes. See it? All those little thoughts come. Little pictures come. Bonk. Go away. Just watch it. Don't struggle with anything. What's happening is you're becoming still. You're being disconnected from your brain. I call it a monkey brain. They're subject to monkey people outside. And now you won't be anymore. You're coming towards the light, and the light's coming through you, and the tingling is representing energy coming from you, from the inside, not the energy from the outside, which is emotions. This is a light kind of emotion, but it's not emotion. See now. That's all I want you to do for the moment. And just realize of yourself you can do nothing. And don't try to help God. to save you. He will if you have a good heart. Open your eyes and see if the world around you, you can turn your light on again and see if things are looking different. Can you do that?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Now, what do you see now? What's the reaction? What kind of reaction? What kind of feeling are you having with your eyes open now?
Well, it does look brighter.
What does it do?
The room looks brighter and clearer.
Everything seems more clear, correct?
Yeah, it seems more clear.
And you're not having any anxiety, correct?
Well, my heart is palpitating a little bit. Before I called you, it was palpitating a little bit.
All right, now listen carefully. Do this meditation as many times as you wish. The more, the merrier. And just do that. You can remember that simply. Just practice that. Being still, that's what's happening. When you disconnect from the world, from your thoughts, from the brain, when that soul disconnects, it's in a place called stillness. And you're looking.
No.
See that? And that is allows God to get through you and take care of that dark force inside you.
Should I do this with the 7-minute meditation or just like without?
If you have the 7-minute meditation, do it because it's much more clear. I have to go to my other caller.
Okay.
Yeah, and
thank
so,
you.
But you do feel a little better now, don't you?
Well, I hope I'm not angry as much.
The anger has to go away. The more you try to get rid of your anger, the stronger the anger becomes. You cannot play God with yourself. Revenge is mine, saith the Lord. I will pay back. And you can't forgive people unless maybe eyebrows will rise right up. You can't forgive people. That's a prerogative of God. So you're in a big mess, and everybody's listening to me is in a big mess. But if you do this meditation, you are moving towards stillness. And the scripture says, be still.
Okay.
And oh, I am God. You will know if you don't get in a hurry, if you have a longing for him, a genuine longing, that's all. You just want to be the extension of goodness, not the goodness itself. Do you see that? So you put the phone down and pick up the 7-minute meditation, which I see you have, and practice that several times a day and call me tomorrow. Okay?
Okay.
Be good. You sound much better now. And we have another lady. Hello, Karen. How are you doing?
I'm a little better. I was a mess earlier. I was so angry and stressed out. I was angry at you. Basically, I told the person that answered the phone that I was listening to your last call.
Yes.
I meditated and I actually understand it a little better. I called you before. I have a fear of death, and you said it's because I'm lost, and I don't want to be lost, and I don't want to be angry anymore, and I'm tired of
I understand.
I just want to surrender.
I understand you want to be free.
And the thing is. I'm on psychiatric medication. I take these pills, and I think I don't know if they sort of take away the anxiety because I get really, really.
They don't know what they're doing. May I suggest? excuse me.
So I don't think I should take these pills because.
You have to use your wisdom, but I can tell you what I'm saying, what I believe. You don't have to believe this. I am just going to say it because The doctors are listening, but they need to hear it. Psychiatry, psychology, and medicine, when they give you medicine, they are making you worse. You're going to be addicted to the pusher.
I am.
And you're going to be addicted to them as well. But they're cleaner. They're a little bit cleaner and more wise in the use of it. But you become addicted to your doctor. And you still got hell. You have an illusion of getting better. You can create illusions. Both sides. See, both from the world, those who come from South America with opioids and all kinds of horrible things, but people who are intoxicated and in I can't find the word for it, but addicted to it. Look, even sex, even food, if you like it too much, if you have a problem of anxiety and emptiness, and all of a sudden you have somebody comes along and gives you knows what good food is.
Yeah.
It makes you feel better. Now, immediately you feel better, you're hooked. In other words, the food becomes dangerous to you. It becomes addiction. And it could be anything. It could be anything. Everything.
I'm addicted to a lot of things. I'm a mess, you know, and I'm tired of suffering. I've been suffering, and I just don't want to suffer. I don't want to suffer anymore. And
I know.
I think I bring it on myself.
You really do, but you don't know what that self is. There is another self within yourself. Same as the other lady.
Yes. I was relating to that call.
If you could see me in action to hypnotize a person and take control of him, which I know how to do, which I won't do, of course. My business is to help you to disconnect you from that relationship. But here is the key. And this is the key for everything that goes along with your life, is whoever it was. I'll just come back to it in a different way just now, but whatever it was that first hurt you and abused you and made you angry.
My father.
Your father. What about your mother?
Well, he was an alcoholic, and he was very emotionally and physically abusive. He used to beat my mother. He used to beat us kids up.
Did you know why he beat her up?
He hit her because I don't know.
I'll tell you, because she couldn't give her sex anymore. She didn't want to because she felt dirty. Hated him, and then she felt guilty by hating him. And then tries to give it to him anyway, damned if she gives it to him and damned if she doesn't.
Exactly.
Yes. So your father, which one is the one that you hate the most?
Well, probably, I think it was my father most probably.
Because he didn't.
Even though I hated my mother, though, too.
I know you didn't.
I had, like, this hatred, there was some kind of anger towards her.
Yes, sir. But let's hold it for a second. We'll come back with you. Hello, can you hear me, young lady?
Yes, I can hear you.
Let me see. I have an earphone here. It's not working very well. Let's see. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, good. Now, where was I? I'm asking you a question. Which one do you hate the most?
I would have to say probably my father, but I did have a lot of anger towards my mother, too.
And those, you hate her, too.
Yeah.
I suggest that it's not your father that is the problem directly. It comes from your mother, who is in control. And those all women, if you know women, and there's no other way you can explain it, but all women are Eves with unfinished business. They come into the world, and when they come into the world of a mother, and the mother is experienced first. Whatever's wrong with mother is going to be wrong with you.
Hmm.
And the only way that could be made to be changed if your father was a Jesus-like person, which he's not. Because the child that comes out of it, the mother, the child that comes out, is the extension of the mother. But the father, the reason why I'm bringing the father in, because most men think of sex as love. It's really lust. And the tendency in every family, in every family, every relationship, husband, wife, ever since time began, women have the power over men. They can't help themselves. They play games. And they understand they want men to look at them and draw them and pull them towards and put some nice clothes on or take the clothes off. Anything to draw you away to them. Because there's something in every woman that needs to be helped. I couldn't find another word for it. And so the problem you have is not from your father, but it's from your failing of your father to say, Eve, put her down. I'm a man in the house. You've done your thing. You brought your children into the world. Now it's my turn to teach this child or to help this kid become what he should be. The trouble is men don't have that. They don't have the authority. The average man do not have the authority. So as long as a woman draws a man to her, that man is lost in her forever until truth will make you free. And so what we're looking at is the failing of your father to love the hell out of your mother. That's the but he can't, because he is born of a woman. And the Bible keeps talking about man born of woman. And everybody says, what's it mean, man born of woman? Of course, everybody is born of a woman, but they're saying it for another reason. They're saying it because Eve needs love. And men born of woman go back to woman as if she was the origin of him. No, the origin of Adam was a relationship to him, Adam was created by the Creator, and he took a piece of the woman according to the truth, to the story, and it may not be as perfect as it should be, but there is a relationship that we can examine by the fact that every woman does the same thing. And you get your identity from your mother, and the identity is the dark force that spoke to Eve to say, I ate that fruit and I didn't die. And it drew him away towards her, and he became like an animal in conflict with human. And so It begins then, because you have done this thing, you shall become a part of that woman as one flesh. The woman is now in charge. She shouldn't be. And if you wanted to take a country away, you make the women more important than the men. And you've seen that before. I'm sure you have. That's why America is almost finished. Exactly like that. Women are used, were glorified. And the more glorified, the more they are troubled with that. And keep looking for men to love the hell out of them. But they don't know it. They can't see it. They can't see it. It just sings. Go ahead.
What should I do?
My suggestion is stay with the meditation. The meditation you can get from FHU.com.
I call the 7-minute one.
Yeah, use it. Use it because it's going to teach you to be still. You see, the purpose of it, why there's no religious words in it, it's in itself. It says, be still and know I'm God. And the generations have gone past, thousands and thousands, millions and millions of people do not know what that means. And somehow, I got to understand it. And I won't go into how I did, but it works. It works only if you have a heart, a longing for purpose, not for yourself, not to look for happiness and love in the world. It doesn't exist in the world. It does not exist in the world anywhere.
Well, I have a friend, a male friend that is a companion, and I don't know, I mean, he's attracted to me. We haven't had sex. He would like to, but I've introduced him to you, and we meditate together, but I asked him, I said, you know, do you have lust for me? He says, I don't know if it's lust. I'm attracted. He goes, I care about you. So, I mean, I don't know how to have a relationship.
I would say you have to really, you did the right thing. But he doesn't care. He only wants you. He only wants you, whether he admits it or not, whether he knows
he
it.
He does.
Or not.
I know he does.
Yeah. And so he's pulling on you, and sooner or later you will draw him in. You will draw him in.
I'm good at it. I'm very pretty. I've always been able to attract men. I've always been attracted, you know. And sometimes
You need to not look so beautiful. Yeah. Take the muck off your face, lipstick.
Oh,
off
I don't
your,
wear makeup.
You know, that's good. That's a good thing.
I never wear makeup. I have my
that's
hair
good.
Highlighted.
All right.
I have my hair done.
There's not much I can do for you right now.
Okay.
But stay with it, and don't try to fix yourself. Remember these
really?
Words. What you're learning is to disconnect. Just let me say it again. The process of looking at your eyelids and working with the right side of your body, God is on the right side, and sleep is forever is on the left side. Be aware of the right side of your body. It's the left side of the brain. I understand that, but to make it simple, it's the right hand, and the right hand is what is. I don't quite. Get the whole thing, but the right hand of the Lord. See, it's in those days of writing the Bible, they had to be careful about what they say, so they put it in little syllables here and there, and you have to put it all together. Jesus comes along and he makes a real point, and he says, he says, be still and know. I am God. Listen, if you just say it to yourself, a little bit to yourself, and how did I say this just now, a few minutes ago, seconds ago? be still and know. Now, there isn't a place in the universe for stillness. Einstein said, everything is in motion. Nothing can be have rest in the universe. At rest. At rest is perfect stillness, one spot. There's another thing outside the universe called a singularity. But a singularity is, it gives all the heat to keep the universe growing and growing and growing forever. And so that is where there's absolute rest. But you can find it not by looking out into the world and listening to the Bible, and which is actually accurately said. It says, in the beginning there was the void and darkness on the face of the deep. There was no time, nothing. And then all of a sudden, God says, let there be light. And bingo, things begin to flow. And I won't take you, but movement. But the singularity is what the Bible means as stillness. Stillness, which is not found in anywhere in the universe. Everywhere you're in the universe, something is moving. Everywhere, nothing is still. You have to find the stillness. Be still. And what you're doing with this meditation is looking at your eyelids and just simply not expecting anything. Just play with it, and you'll be surprised. Just don't expect anything from it. Just because you don't know what to expect, don't try to figure out what to expect.
Just
do it. Please.
That's because, like, when I do it with my friend, he's the same way. He says, "Is it okay for me to?"
No. Just keep with me for a minute, and I'll be finished with you, because you have lots of questions. But I want to keep you focused in. Don't expect anything.
Okay.
All I want to know from you is how much do you long for purpose and meaning? And which, how much is it? Can you give up your hates? Can you give up your judgments? Because God says, judgment is mine and forgiveness is mine, says the Lord, right? So can you give up the pleasure of judging? Is so crazy pleasure, a crazy one, because you got your parents. I know you got your parents, and you keep hating your parents. But you, if you can stop now and do this meditation, and every now and then think about your parent. Oh, I understand what they have, what I have. I got infected by my mother, but the father failed to help to love your mother, so she couldn't have done this to you. But the father is failure. Every man is a failure. Every man has sex like this, and looks at a woman, and calls it love, and gives her all she wants, so long as she gives him satisfactions. He is addicted to that. And they both go to hell, no matter how clever and how nice they seem to be on the outside. It's on the inside that's important. Be still and know I am God. No, I'm not saying I am. That's, he's saying this to Jesus. Why callest thou me good? There's no one good but God. There is no good in this universe. No real good. You have a certain kind of good, as best as you can do. But that's the kind of good that wants something back, unconsciously or consciously. And when you want, you know, you're kind, you want to have somebody to love you the way your kindness. And you become addicted to giving yourself to everybody. And then you get angry. because you're beginning to feel empty, anxiety coming. You're going further away, looking for love in all the wrong places.
Mm-hmm.
I am saying to you, if you can find a fraction of stillness that's not of the universe, but was there where no mind or no more imagination can go beyond that moment where it says, you see, in the beginning, there was the void. Okay, the void means nothing. Absolute nothing can't create something. So, the something is the singularity. Let there be light. Where did that come from? No science can tell you that, but in my heart, I can see. You can't see it. I can see. I know it's. I am speaking to you from there. You hear me? I am speaking from you. It's not Roy speaking. It's him speaking through me, bringing you to understand the beautiful simplicity, which is so simple. It's like falling off a log.
Don't we all have that inside of us?
Pardon? You have
don't we all possess that God?
Yes, you can't. Yes, type? Basically, you are possessed. You're the extension of. Listen, you're the extension of your mother, and your great grandmother is the extension of her mother. It goes all the way to paradise lost, Eve. And the failure of Adam is the failure of men, not looking for sex because he's become an animal, a reproducing animal, and not a human.
No, but I mean, don't we all have like God inside of us too? Like
no.
God lives inside.
No, he's not inside of you. He's not walking there inside of you.
Oh no, I know, but there's a light.
No.
No, what I mean.
No. May I suggest you do not? You do not continue asking silly questions. I'm done with you now. Silly questions are coming up. Just do the meditation, 7 minutes, and learn what it means to be still. Give up your struggle to fix yourself. Give up your struggle to fix anybody. You can't even fix yourself. Okay. Hello, here we are again. I started the program, and we've only got about 15 minutes left. But last night's program was a powerful one. And I think, to some degree, this was too. All the problems you have come from your mother with a failing father. Every man fails. He tries to do the right thing, but to get something for himself for doing the right thing. He does not love with, if I can say it, I'm not speaking to a person, I'm speaking to thousands of people now. Men look to women for love. That is dangerous. Women need the love of a man, but a man has to be every man has to find what he lost to Eve, what Adam lost to Eve. And so, when a man's born of woman, you can hear people saying, what is the meaning of this man born of woman? I've heard it lots and lots of times. And then I came across those words, be still and know what is still. Narrow is the way, and few are those that find it. If I was living in those days, they would have killed me for saying all this. And maybe you want to kill me for saying this because it's scary. Many people on the left who love pleasure and God knows what, that gives them a sense of worthless worth. They don't like hearing what I just said. It's one thing, and all the doctors and psychiatrists would not like me. Because if all of you understand where I'm coming from and grasp it, because there's such a beautiful longing in you, which you didn't know which way to turn, you go inward. And that is a realm where you shall live forever. The realm. That's where you, the realm is, the spirit of the realm, which is God, chases you all the way to your grave. Even to the two thieves on the cross. One was a good thief. He couldn't help himself. He was lucky to sit next to or be killed with Jesus next to him. And the other guy, he loved evil. And he spoke to Jesus in an ugly, horrible way. And the other says, but we deserve it. And there it was, right there. You don't want to waste your time like that. But he makes a point for redemption. You had it when you came into the world. But the world got into you, and you became the extension of your parent and a failing father. A mother and a failing father. Didn't have the right. It didn't have the there's a word. Didn't have the authority, a spiritual authority that she senses inside him. Only then can he love. But it's not a sexual thing. It's a love that is, it measures everything perfectly. Everything bad happens for good. Everything good happens for good. You can't lose. Now, I've got just, how many minutes? About 10 minutes. I just want to read something to you, because I've been whacking all the ladies and gentlemen listening to my program. I do hope you're listening to it. I have a book I wrote 40 years ago, and it's How to Survive Your Parents. Let me read to you the first few paragraphs. Okay, you ready? Let's face the facts and take a good, hard look where all your troubles began. In your home. The great majority of parents are completely disarranged, if not criminally insane. At the very least, they have a streak of madness a mile long. For the most part, parents are an impossible, confusing, dangerous creatures with whom to deal. There's only one cure, which, if it doesn't help your parents, will help you, and that cure is love. And we just talked a little bit about love, and this one does too. Love is what most parents, more than anything in this world, love is what most parents need than anything in this world. But they were never given love when they were young. Their love was taken away from them. They come into the world, as I said over and over again, and I say it again, when you come into the world, you have an intuition. Intuition is, it is the, I can't find a word. Intuition is the tuition from within, unfolding without, not learning from men or anybody, but unfolding like a flower that knows how to be. And everyone is a different kind of person, but the same beautiful energy is an energy. A person who has that has an energy, a radiation, which you cannot see it as a radiation. It's something that affects everybody when you come into a room. And Jesus, you could recognize him just by his presence. You could feel an energy. And to an angry, hateful person, he will hate that person. He'll hate the love that's flowing out of him. But the point is, I'm starting on a different state here when we're almost over the program. But when a person hates the person like I'm described, like a Jesus, Jesus doesn't respond. But the person who's trying to get them to respond, to take control of them, gets upset because you can't get upset. He tries again to upset you, and you don't get upset. And that's where your strength is coming from. Trial and tribulation. Everything bad happens for good. And so the meditation is enabling you to find this flow of inner light. You can see it shining on your eyelids. And in a dream, where do you have a dream? When you have a bad dream, and you got the devil, and you got terrified, you wake up, breathing hard and scared, but you could see your dream because there's light there in a dark room. Where is the light coming from? Ask yourself that question. Where do your thoughts come from? It comes from when you come into the world came into you, and you lost that being as a little child. The little child has it. Every one of you have it. Everyone have it. And you can all remember that you did have it. Things could be so bad that you can't remember because you were beating up a baby. And that person never had an opportunity, which most of you had, is seeing that your parents loved all the rotten kids and all the other rotten kids. I mean, spoiled kids, broken kids. But you're different. And because you're different, it disturbs your mother. It disturbs your father. Your very presence as a child, 2 years old, 3 years old, you can see the destruction. You can see the shame. You can see everything. And they don't like, parents feel uncomfortable and feel like you're looking at them. And they get irritated. They feel your presence and they automatically get up angry with you. And you took on that person's nature, your parents' nature. Or in rebellion, you go out looking for. There's a rebellion that has another side to it. Anyway, I'm looking at the clock. Get the copy of the book, How to Survive Your Parents. It's very powerful. Love is most parents need by everything in the world. They've never been given love when they were young. The love was not real when it looked like love. FHU.com. And I have one more minute, do I? Okay, I'll take care of this 1 minute. All right. Now, may I suggest you get a copy of that meditation exercise? It's, I get so much stuff I keep forgetting. I can't remember it because I'm a bit tired right now. So I've mentioned it both to the program. Okay, and get a copy of it. On your iPhone, you'll see with one what I mean. Also on your iPhone, you can get the book called How to Survive Your Parents. Thank you very much. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528.